that men were not equal in their native talents, and that functions had to be specialized in ways that favored some individuals against others. But there was no longer any real need for class distinctions, or for large differences of wealth. In earlier ages, class distinctions had been not only inevitable but desirable. Inequality was the price of civilization. With the development of machine production, however, the case was altered. It was still necessary for human beings to do different kinds of work. It was no longer necessary for them to live at different social or economic levels. Therefore, from the point of view of the new groups, we were on the point of seizing power. Human equality was no longer an ideal to be striven after, but a danger to be averted.
The idea of an earthly paradise in which men should live together in a state of brotherhood, without laws and without free labor, had haunted the human imagination
for thousands of years. And this vision had had a certain hold even on the groups who actually profited by each historical change. The heirs of the French, English, and American revolutions had partly believed in their own phrases about the rights of man, freedom of speech, equality before the law, and the like.